Listener Production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. Two Mount Gambier teenagers have been hit with a string of charges over an alleged crime spree that ended in Kanalpin. As James Royce reports, they'll appear before the Mount Gambier Magistrates Court over the charges.
The pair will face court on April 8 after being arrested in Kanalpin on Thursday morning. That is where they crashed an allegedly stolen car into a tree just an hour after they're accused of stealing petrol from a servo in Keith, in a car which they allegedly stole from Mount Gambier on Wednesday night. The 13 and 15-year-olds have been charged with illegal use of a motor vehicle, driving unlicensed, and breach of bail.
Authorities are pleading with us to not switch off our smoke alarms amid concerns around smoke alarm fatigue. New research shows more than a third of people have disabled their alarms, with a quarter saying they did so because their alarm is too sensitive. Jim Zanidis from Brooks Australia says if it does keep going off for things like food and steam, you should consider a multi-sensor alarm instead.
Generally, they'll work as a combination detector or multi-criteria, which means if the detector sees a bit of heat rising from normal, then it will increase the sensitivity of the smoke part and you will have an alarm go off quicker. But it's looking for two elements to do that.
And there are positive signs for dairy farmers and consumers. Senior economist at Rabobank, Michael Harvey, walks us through what the industry is seeing.
When you look at the data in detail, up until January, so 7 months into the current season, it's up 2.5%, so that's quite strong production. And what's probably most pleasing is that there's growth right across the industry. You know, all states are growing again year to date, which is a positive sign after a couple of tumultuous years in terms of milk production.
Tantanoola football product Toby Pink has made his AFL debut. He played in his first senior game with North Melbourne on Saturday in a losing effort against the GWS Giants.